We are continuing our shiurim on Matbea Bracha, and we are still in Sefer Nekudas HaKesef. We're giving a summary according to his pshat in the Chalukas HaShefa now. So we've done a little bit of this already. We're going to go over again what the Chalukas HaShefa is all about. So we're just to remind ourselves, we're in the words of the Bracha of Melech HaOlam. Melech HaOlam, that's when we're going to take all the Shefa Chitzon, and the Shefa Pnimi that we've been working on through Baruch, Ata, Hashem, and now Elokeinu as well. Now Melech HaOlam, we're going to take all that Shefa, which is the Nai Dechagat, the Chagat, and also the Chabad of the Chagat, we're going to take all that up, we're going to send it all the way up to Abzag the Ak, and we're going to get the new Shefa. Now what does this mean, to send up Shefa and to bring down the Shefa? Second of all, what's the tachlis of it, just to send up and bring down? What does that give us? What does that give us? So we learned that the whole tafkid, while we're here for the next 6,000 years, well, we've done most of it anyways, is to be mali birur. And we have to know that's the yesod of all Yiddishkeit, to be mali the shivrei kelim, the brog, the zayin malachim, in bria, yitzir ansiya, and to raise them up. So that's no exception over here in Matbea Bracha. We're doing the exact same thing. So what we're going to do is that through the koach of the bracha, Chazal instituted this bracha in order to be mali the birurim of Bria, even though we don't see it so clearly in the Talmud. Is that the truth? We don't see it so black and white like this, but this is always the mechuvan in any mitzvah, whether it's a mitzvah shebedibur or a mitzvah shebemaisa. It's always the same mechuvan to be mali the birurim. So that's how we're going to do it. So let's get into more details what this aliyah is all about. So we spoke about it last time. We're just going to run over it quickly. So the aliyah is you mali the birurim, you take them out from bria and yetzira and asiya, and what all these birurim, these are the shivrei kelim. Of the Zayin Malachim, but not only the Zayin Malachim, also the Malachim that died, which were up and above the Zayin Malachim, meaning the Chochmah, the Bina, and the Kesef. So let's do that in order. The Kesef broke, the Nine the Achorayim of the Kesef broke, the Achorayim of Abba and Ima broke. So even those Chalakim, which were originally went into Zayin Malachim, when the Zayin Malachim broke, they took all those Chalakim down into them. So so when you're bringing them up, you're gonna have to think of two things, or actually three things, three different tracks of kavanas. It's really one track, but it's three different nekudas in this one track. So the first track is you're bringing up the Zayin Malachim up, okay, from Bia into Tzilut. That's number one. You have to know that licked in them, in that aliyah, also you're going to bring up the birurim which are applicable to Abba Ve'im and Kesef, which is also in Bia. And third of all, you also have to push up the birurim of Abba Ve'im and Kesef, which did not fall into Bia. Okay, so all those three elements have to be taken into consideration. So let's do step by step. So as you bring up all these birurim, 1, 2, and 3, 1, 2 out of Bia, those are going to reconstitute into Za. Now, we know the rule is, in order to make a tikkun in Za, you're going to always have to bring it to the Patur Shema'ilam. That makes sense, right? Abba Ve'ima is going to have to make the tikkun or in Za. That's actually not Abba Ve'ima, it's actually Yisrael and Tuna. So therefore, the Birurim, which are brought up to Za, have to go another stage higher into Yisrael and Tuna. So therefore, Yisrael and Tuna were able to misaken Za. Now, as we said, everything goes up together. So therefore, now Yisrael Sab and Tvuna have the Birurim. But again, that's not good enough for them. They're going to have to send it up higher to Abba Ve'ima in order for them, Abba Ve'ima, to misaken Yisrael Sab and Tvuna. And vice and so on and so forth. Then Abba Ve'ima, then Abba Ve'ima also have now received the Birurim. They're going to have to bring up to Arich, and so on and so forth, until they reach all the birurim, the highest patur, which has received its birurim. We're going to have to go to Absag the Ak, that is the highest part of Adam Kadmon, in order to make a zivug over there, once a zivug takes place, zivug is always zivug always means you're being moilit something. A zivug means to be creating something new. So you can be, what are you creating over here? A new shefa, which is called ma'achodosh. The ma'achodosh is what's going to be born out of the zivug. And not only the ma'achodosh, also the tesha spheres, the ben, are going to come out from this new zivug. So let me explain to you again. So what broke? We know the malchus, the ben, broke. And that's what we find. That's what we find in the world of Bia. All these Shiva Kedah that we've been talking about till now, it's all Malchus the Ben. You bring up the Malchus the Ben, which is 1/10 or 1/100 of Ben, depends how big you want to make the pasta for Ben. So 1/100 of it broke. You're bringing that 1/100 up, and obviously to be mashlim it, you're going to need the nine tenths or the 9/900ths. You need 90% of that part of a bed to be mashlim that 1% that broke. And not only do you need 90% of ben, you also need a new part of called the new shefa called ma that you'll need 100% because that never came out at all. Okay, so that's the way it works. It works for every single sphira depending on the sphira that happened. Okay, so that is all the aliyah of all the Birurah until Abzak the Act, you bring down the Shefa. And where we're holding right now is by the Chalukas Shefa. That means, now that you have this load of Shefa, meaning Ma in all his glory, that means all of Ma, 100% of Ma, also 90% of Ben, we're going to call them Ben HaChadosh because it's not coming out for the first time, coming out being through this halada of through Absag, Abde Ab and Abde Sag. So all that now is going to have to be distilled and distributed via all these patsufim as you come down. So you're going to have Atik waiting for its Shefa, Arich and waiting for his Shefa, and Abav Ima, Yusuf Sabatu, they're all waiting like this, Poseach Etzadecha, waiting for the Shefa to come out and to be deposited to these different levels.
When Sasa bring the Shefa that...
It's all Malchus the Ben. It's all Malchus the Ben coming up. That's it.
Yeah, but at the first stage when it says about bring to Abba Ve'ima, Abba Ve'ima won't be metaken it as long as Redem Sefer or Pidukah. So that was...
No, it's called a mixer tikkun. The mitzvah, we don't know all the details exactly how much and how this tikkun is made. That information we don't have. But state in Rashash that in Chosanah that there is definitely a tikkun by the fact that you bring it up a level. So the birurim of Zun won't be able to do anything with the birurim. He has to bring it up to Yusuf Sab and Tuna. No. They're misaking those birurim.
And the tikkun is there
in Yusuf Sab and Tuna. Now,
bring the shefa to Abba Ve'ima.
Right.
And the tikkun happens where?
In Abba Ve'ima.
In Abba Ve'ima. But is this tikkun done?
For Yusuf Sab and Tuna.
Yeah. Is it done now? Or is it done only after? No. So what do you say that now everybody's waiting?
No, they're waiting for the Hashlomo. Again, there's two things over here. There's the Shivri case. Okay, that's one parsha called the Malchus the Ben needs a tikkun.
Mm-hmm.
Parsha number one. Parsha number two, you need what's called Chalukas HaShefa, which is also called Hashlomas. The Hashlomo of the Pansuf.
Yeah, but
that's a different parsha.
But I just want to know what when Israel Sabodvuna is Male Shefa to Abba Ve'ima.
Yeah.
You say in this Shefa that is Male, there's two Chalukim. One Chalek of its own Tikkun, Israel Sabodvuna, and second Chalek, what letter will come back into Hashlomo?
Yeah. Two different tikkunim whatsoever.
By the way, this aliyah is separate from the tikkun, or that kufi is the tikkun?
That's kufi the tikkun. Not kufi the tikkun, that's the process of tikkun. It's the aliyah, and just nothing doing, it is not an aliyah.
Let me be more specific.
So what you're doing, what fell into Bia? Remember, to make a patsuf, you need a guf and a shama. What fell into Bia? Only the Kelim, only the goof. Okay, so by you bring up the goof up, that's very nice, congratulations, but it's a goof mace, right? what did not fall is the neshama. The oilers of Zad did not fall. So they're waiting there for the gufim. So as the malchus, the ben, come up, they're going to be rejoined up with the neshamas over there. That's tikkun.
That's not a shloma.
No, but is that joining a separate maisa to the aliyah?
Of course. What do you mean? It's two stages.
That was my question. Was it one or two stages?
You have to get there, and then once you're there, then you put them together.
Well, once you put them together, what's missing?
What's missing? Mm. The only one two hundredth of their pastor. They need the teshus fields of the near the shloma of the ben, and also they need 10 parts of the ma.
Yeah, but there's nothing to be ma'aleh now.
There's nothing to be ma'aleh.
I understand. We're waiting for our shloma because we got only 10.
Shiva kelim you need.
Yeah, no, once that's done, when you ma'aleh shiva kelim and you kilu, you meshadach again the keli and the oil.
Yeah.
No, finished. I'm not ma'aleh anything
more. That's what I'm saying. Putei achsev nechel, you're just waiting now.
Bidiyuk, yeah. But then, I'm not ma'aleh to... No, before this you told me that I ma'aleh two things. One che...
You?
You might, the Israel Shavuot Vunar Ma'ale two Shefa. One Shefa for the own sake, and one Shefa for the Chalukat HaShefa later on. For the Ashlom later on, sorry.
What I said is that they always Ma'ale two things, meaning the Ma'ale the own Birurim upwards, and also the Ma'ale the Birurim which are Nogea to the parts of Shema'ela. So if you take an example of Yisrael Sabatuna, in Yetzel Sabah Tvuna, they have their own Birurim and the Birurim of Abba V'Ima. So the Ma'ale their own Birurim to Abba V'Ima, and the, also Ma'ale the Birurim which are Nogia to Abba V'Ima to Abba V'Ima. That's what I said.
Why?
Because Abba V'Ima need the Birurim.
Yeah, but why is Zay is Ma'ale this Birurim for? Who is Ma'ale the Birurim of Zah?
Let's start again. Okay? Zah is in Bia. Shiva Kirim are in Bia of Zah.
Zah is in
Bia, and Kese and all of them.
Yeah.
The whole Chevron. Okay, so now Zah brings up his Birurim, and everybody else's Birurim to Zah.
What do you mean Zah brings up? You Ma'ale to Zah is Birurim.
I'm asking. Okay, so you're Ma'ale for Zah.
And you
Ma'ale
for everything.
Zah is also coming up, right? Zah, Chilak of Zah, that's what I said. Zah.
Yeah.
So Zah is coming up
through your
Kavanas to Zah. Okay? Now, what are you going to do at that point? That doesn't help you at all. He was there for nobody.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you going to have to do?
To be in the
That's right. So Zad brings up this Birurim to Yisrael Sabat Tvuna, and he also brings up the Birurim Abba V'Ima, and he brings up the Birurim.
Why this?
Because eventually the Birurim have to go to Abba V'Ima.
Yeah, but I'm doing this, no? I'm doing this. By my tefillah, I'm all the Birurim to the place.
Yeah,
and
then
I
bring
each one...
It goes shlap, shlap.
I don't understand this.
Well, how do you
know? When we got Shiri Kili of Abba V'Ima, and through your covenants, you are married then to Abba V'Ima. Then you're right, but then Abba V'Ima has to be married to the next.
But start slowly, because you have to bring everything to Zah.
Yeah, on this I agree.
And then to Yusuf Sabah.
No, but do you bring everything to Zah?
Of course.
Why?
It has to be in order. It always has to be
What the Shiri Kili of Abba V'Ima will do by Zah? There's nothing to do with it.
They did a lot for Zah. I mean, that was
all. Sure, but as a Shevetli, what can you do for? What can they do
it,
for?
It's think of it as a ladder. You can't skip a rung.
Mm-hmm.
These Birurim have to go shlab by shlab by shlab by shlab. What do you expect them to go? Just flinging up to the upside the attic to attic.
From
Bia to attic. You want the Birurim of attic. Of Kesset to go all the way up to attic without
but
any.
Anyway, that's what happened is.
No, it goes up rung to rung. It goes up from pass to pass. That's
yeah, but
it
you
goes.
Don't do any. Yeah, I agree. I'm trying to understand. When you go from Batsuf to Batsuf, does it depend on your Avodah or that's done from the first Kavona? You are a Kaven. What happened now?
No, these are your Kavonas.
You don't have any Kavona from Batsuf to Batsuf.
Yes, you do. You see them, yeah. you bring up all the chef, huh? And then actually you don't see it here. It's in other sidurim. Okay, rather than this particular nusach, we don't have it. He has it. You see clearly how it's moving up from level to level. But those are the commandments. Whether you see it in the commandments or not, he does say it actually. Here the Rashash does say it. here, you have to go from level to level, from Yasu to Abba V'ima,
sure.
Then Abba V'ima,
you because have to bring each one has his own. Each you ma'ale the shevet.
He says you bring everything with it.
Yeah.
As Nitan Ko, okay, we'll see. So it's going to go all up. So now, once you get up to Absag the Ak, then you have the Chalukas Shefa coming all the way back down. So, okay, so what we're going to do over now is. Okay, so I'm playing here. What should we show? Let's just show a few pictures here, just to get back into the Havan over here. So what is the Chalukas Shefa happen? So what we're going to compare over here is what was before Bishas Shvira and what will be after the Tikva. Okay, after the Chalukas Shefa. So whatever's in black over here, let's see if we can focus over here. Whatever's in black is what was there Bishas Shvira. Okay, what came out from the Nine the Act, that means. So when I show you this black over here, that is, we're dealing with Keser over here. Keser broke, where you know the Nine, the Achraim, the Keser broke. And this is what came out. Okay. Okay. What is that? That's the Malchus of the Keser, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, and Gevura.
The Malchus of the Keser.
The Hal, right? The Malchus of the five Rishonim, which is called the Har of the Keser de Ben. This is the Keser de Ben.
If the Keser de Ben went only the Malchus Shevoi,
only the Malchus. Whatever in black came out, and the Nine the Eye, the Nine the Ak, and broke and then found.
So you just said you said Har.
How? One, you said two, just three, Malchus? Four, five. These are five.
No, you
five.
Said just the Malchus.
The Malchus of the.
Yeah, this is Malchus, you see?
Oh, the Malchus of the Chamesh Rishonos.
That's right.
Of Keter.
That's right. These are Malchus. See, it's Malchus of the first five of the Keser de Ben.
That's what came out?
That's what came out from the Inayim the Ak.
And what was Nishba from it?
This? Everything was Nishba.
No.
No, the Nahi, you're right. The Nahi.
Achuan
the
Nahi.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. In the Nahi.
Now, you don't see that in these days. You just see this.
No, you say Chamesh Rishonis Yetzu. There's no Nain in Chamesh Rishonis. So how could they broke
before? Yeah, inside here.
That's the Malchus.
Yeah, but inside. Inside the Malchus.
Yeah.
Is the Nai.
That's
right?
Malchus. Nai the Malchus.
That's right.
Nai of the Malchus of the Har of the Keter.
That's right.
Of Ben.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's what.
So only the Malchus, the five Rishonis of the. Thing came out. So this is what broke.
Yeah.
And therefore the Ashlam will be obviously to be mashim the rest of the Malchios and the rest of the 100% the 90% of the Palsif also, which has not come out. And also all of Ma, the Ma Chodesh also, when you go to Absag the Act, you're gonna be getting all this to be mashim. And therefore you're gonna have a Keser the Ben and Keser the Ma, which is Mashlim and Mashlim a sphere which originally was only this, right, the Malchus of the Keser. Now you're going to have a part of Shalom called Atik. Okay? Panim Chadoshes, Bolika. Okay. That is Atik. Now, Arif.
So Atik is all 200 spheres.
Two sides of the coin, right? This is two sides of the coin. This is Malbe, this is masculine, it's feminine.
And that will become the masculine and feminine of Atik.
That's right.
Malbe. Not like this. Not
it's called Malbe.
So the map and Vatik.
Yeah. Okay. Arich. Al-Khampin. Which sphere is Al-Khampin? Remember, we know it's only...
Also
Keser. Right? So the Keser, little Nikud, the Keser, form two huge Paltzufim called Atik and Arich. So, you're going to need the exact same thing. So let's see what broke. What broke is actually the other side of the Ben. The other side of the Ben.
Oh,
the Malchus.
What came out first?
Here, this.
What came out here?
Yeah, this is what came out. Again, the Nahi
of the Nahi broke.
Okay, the Nahi of the Malchias of the Keser de Ben. This is what broke. And therefore, obviously, the Hashlam is going to have to be the other five of the Malchias and the other 90% of Ben and then 100% of the Ma.
You've already done that with that.
Yeah.
So we said this last time. Even though this has already been, this was taken by Atik, so the Mefarshim said clearly that this is a double part of it. You're going to have two Keser de Ben. one keser that was taken by Atik, which we just saw over the page, which is this, and you're going to have another keser the ben, which is also going to be taken by Arif now. Okay, so you're going to have two keser the ben. And this is Chochma Dema. Arich does not take a Keser Dema. That's already taken by Atik. He's going to take the Chochma Dema. And that's going to make his Mau Ben. Okay?
The Ben as well?
No, this is the Ben. The Keser the Ben, that's going to make his Keser. That's going to make his Ben. And his Ma is going to be done by the Chochma Dema. So what Chochma? Okay? So therefore, the Nikud is a Keser Gavaltik. We now have two parts from the Attic and Ari. We saw the Shvir and we saw the Tikkun. Now let's go back to it. Now what else we have to learn about? What about
three times as many Keser as there is Chochma in the end?
What?
Because the Attic's got double Keser.
Mm-hmm.
And
Ben, be more specific.
Yeah, but it's got the whole of the Ma of Keser.
Yeah.
And it's got the whole of Ben of Keser. And Arif's also got the whole of Ben of Keser. So the Ben of Keser appears twice.
Ben of Keser, that's what
I said. The whole of the Ben of Keser. Yeah,
we said that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And why there is no another, as much as you said that there is
Chochma is just one, that's it. There's no Ben of Chochma.
No.
Mm.
No, there is a Ben of Chochma. That's going to be sorted out.
Not yet.
That's not yet.
There's another with Abba.
Yeah, that's right.
Why we don't have as well another Keter de Ma for Arif?
We don't say why.
How do you know that it's true?
How do I know? Because the Rashash said it.
What did Rashash say?
Ma min Chazam. I'll show you the Kavanah, it says Mefosh. Okay? Yes, it is. It's not so clear then. In Otto time, it's not so clear. But we have the Rashash to give us Pshat in that time.
Does anyone argue with the way that the Rashash sets it out on the Oitris? Any other version?
No, I mean, most of the Mefashim are on the Rashash.
Okay. So it's not even clear in the Oitris this Indian at all about this.
What, the double keser?
The double keser.
No, it's mamash nishazit.
It's mamash rishashas kiddush, basically.
The way he learned it?
Yeah, the way he's interpreting it.
Yeah. He has guys for it, I mean.
He steals and
brings it out. Yeah. Okay, so let's move on now. So now we've done Atik and Arif of Shem, we've completed them. Now, we're going to move over now to...
He doesn't fit with what you say here.
Yeah. That's also sad. Yeah. Now, that's why I have to come out of the rishash. Okay, so now, now we're going to work now. What's the next part of that? That is Abba and Ima. Now we have to know though that Atik not only took the Ben, and the Ma of the Keser, but also he took the Chochma of the Ben. He took the first three of Chochma of the Ben, and he took the four chalakim of
Ima.
Bina the Ben.
Who's that?
Atik.
Atik, ah.
Yeah. Same thing like in that picture, right? Remember, he took the Har, Gar, and Dar. He took the Har, Gar, and Dar, and the Zayin Tachtonim, the Zayin Ksorim of the Zayin Tachtonim.
So what was taking the old Ksorim? The first page you showed, the Mau Ben was old Ksorim.
That's Atik.
And
he also took a chelik of the Chochma de Ben.
So that's like the Otzreis.
That's like the Otzreis, okay, correct.
So why is not like the Otzreis?
No, this double Ben, the Keser Ben. Keser Ben, you know.
Couldn't do that, and the Arach actually does take something from Chochma.
We said that.
No, I'm talking about the Keser de Ben. The Keser de Ben, they shared it. Well, we're saying that all of them, both Atik took all the Keser of the Ben and all other took
the Keser of the Ben. The double is not
there. The double is not there. So, besides the Har and the Gal, the Gal and the Dal, I mean, the Gimel Rishon is of the Chochma of the Ben. And the Dal, the Dal Rishon is of the Bina of the Ben, Abba took. Remember, we're only talking the Malchus. Only everything was in black. Abba took all the Malchus of Chochmah the Ben and the Malchus of the Malchus, and also in the Bina, all the Malchus were taken by Abba and by Chochmah. So therefore, Boshut, the Hashlam will be all the rest. Everything which is white, that's going to complete the Abba in Yisro Saba and Abba and Tvuna. Okay.
This.
This is after tikkun.
This as well is after tikkun. No, that's before tikkun. Everything in black is b'shas shvi'i, and everything in white is after tikkun.
Yeah,
okay, so you see both Now we're going to work with the pasuk of Zun. We did Abba v'Ima v'Yisro Saba. Zun, this is Zun. Now this is the ma is Zun. Now nothing broke because the ma hadn't come out yet. But rather Zun, what broke also the malchias. The Malchus of Zun. So Malchus is what broke. So obviously, but B'shas Tikkun, when it goes to Apsak Da'ak, all is except for this gray, because we know the Atik took that, is going to receive all this, and is going to receive all of the Ma, the Chagad Nahi of the Ma. And then finally, the Malchus, what broke over here, this is the Malchus which broke, which is the Malchus de Ben, the Malchus, except for the Keser invited, because Atik took the Keser. And there's going to be a Shlom over here, and this is for Yaakov. Again, we don't find this in Otto time, but the Shash says about Yaakov as well, he's going to receive all the Ma.
All the Ma of the Malchus of the Ma.
And she, Rachel, which is the Malchus that broke, she's going to receive all the Malchus of Beth.
Yeah, it isn't the opposite. It just put Zayv and Nuk one go.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what we're going to see in the Kavanah's Mefurish. So let's see that inside now.
So who gets the ben of the vak?
What do you mean the ben of the vak? You mean the vak of the ben? You mean
the vak of the ben?
The vak of the ben, yeah, the vak of the ben. That's that.
Yes.
And the ksorim though, ksorim is taken by Antik.
But so he takes the ben side as well, Zah. So the only thing that Nuk takes is the Malchus of the Ben.
That's right.
Okay.
Malchus is taken by Yaakov.
The what?
Malchus the Ma.
By Yaakov.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because
it's Yaakov and it's Nuk.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go back to. So as we're saying again, the Melech Ha'olam. Melech Ha'olam, Michavel Limso, on page 149 here in our Siddur. 149 in our Siddur. We're going to go directly into Melech Ha'olam.
I didn't take my hands.
What?
I didn't take my hands. It should be here.
But we don't have another copy yet.
It's all right.
Are you sure? Okay. It's good. So what do we see over here? The first thing we see is the Nafach. Okay? So always when you bring up the Shibul Kelim, remember we're going up now. We're going all the way up, so when you're going up, you have to bring up the Rafach. Sorry, it's not the Rafach. I was looking at the camera. This is the, you're bringing up, you were doing Mesus Nefesh. Mesus Nefesh, as we said last time, that's the fuel to get you all the way up to Apsak Da'ak. Without that, that Mesus Nefesh, you're not going to go anywhere. So he says, Yechavein limsor et atzmo al akidush Hashem mikabel alav dalit mitzvos beis din. Okay, so that's what we said. You have to, in order for this, you need the combustion, right? To throw up this rocket up there, and the combustion and the fuel, that's your neshama. Because when you're sleeping, your neshama is boreach, and it goes all the way up. So it's taking everything up with that. The Indian of Mrs. Nefesh, as we said last night. And then he says, Yechamel alos moichim v'naran chishenim shuchum etevas ata Hashem Elokeinu. Everything that we were working till now, you're going to bring that all up. Shehem, and then he lists out all the moichim that we brought down, which is Apsak Ma'uben, and the Kasakam Akana, Shehem moichim v'pinimim, the Gimel Partzufim, pinimim, Shehem Chabad, the Chagad Ezah. And as well, he says, Gimel Mab, the Asmab, the Miloy, this is going to be the Shefach Chitzon now as well. You bring all that up. Shem Mokim, the Shtei Patsuf HaMachitzonim, Nayachag, the Patsuf Chagadizah, Im Nerachim, the Ruach Shalahem. So all that is going to go up, which Bekitu is the Esesfils of Chagat are all coming up now. So over the page, on one page 150 now, you're going to see all the, this is all the Nerachim, which is coming up. This is the Hegvos and Hechasadim, Hechasadim Hegvos, the Absag Mauben, and then you find the Miluim, this is the Shefach Chitzon over here, this is the Mab de Ab, Mab de Sag, and the Mab de Ma, with the Miluim, which is underneath, which is the Miluim Ab and Sag and Ma, which is the Zatz, okay, that we spoke about last time. Mm-hmm. So again, this is all the Shefach we've been working on for the past few weeks. Mm-hmm. Now, besides that, and on page 151, this is all the Rafach Naz. We know that not only the Shiva Kelim have to come up, but also the Nitzutzim, which keep the Shiva Kelim alive. On that he says, on page 151, Im Biruchim HaKelim Ba'o'ot, De Rafach Digimu Patsuf Kachbad HaKololim. Because why is it the Kachbad? Because the Vak is already Mesukim, the Sheshes Meim Bereshis. So the Vak, Baruch Hashem, 70% of the Avodah, already the Abish has sorted that out, Sheshes Meim Bereshis. All we have to do, Rabbi says, is only 30% of this tikkun process, which is taking us the 6,000 years. We're very slow. So all that has to go up, there's a karab, a kolilim, the pneumium, the oise patsu.
When you say rapach, be'etzem rapach is only for kachbad, it's not for what? The rapach is from where?
The rapach is just nitzutzes went down to the mechai the kelim. So
if the vak is already metukan, so we don't have rapach left.
That's what I'm saying. That's what you're saying. Rapach, the parts of kachban, as opposed to the vak.
There's no rapach anymore. There's no rapach. The word rapach is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
288. There's no anymore 288 because
yeah, of course, that's
from the rapach we got many which belong to vak and are already metukan. So you don't know how much left for kachban. No.
Listen, what we learn from Shah Rafach is that well, there are infinite amount of nitzutzos.
Yeah, but 288.
288 is just significant of the top level. It's just a simen ba'alma. There's millions of nitzutzos you're bringing out.
Sure.
Okay, so this is just a simen ba'alma. No, just telling you this is the highest level of the abzag ba'alma.
The Rafach is the vak. In vak, you know how many from 288. Belong to Vak.
No.
Yeah, in Sharapach.
No idea.
What do you mean? You think we know on that?
It goes on and on and on. We only have 12 levels.
Yeah, but from Vak downwards, we know how many intuition we have. How do we get 288? We make all the.
No, it's this way.
Yeah.
This way, not downwards.
No, downwards, this way, and then we call the Cheshbon.
No, we're going crosswords. We're going crosswords. Mm-hmm. We're talking about gematrias of the 10 letters plus
the
madrega shvi of each of the levels, more or less. So we're making just a simen ba'alma abdu to tell me what stayed up and what went down. That's the red line that I showed you when we did Shah Rafa. So just below that red line, that's going to be 72. And together, it's just a simen ba'alma to know where you're starting to go down. You're starting from that madrega shvi, and then you go all the way down. You bring it, but we don't know how many. You're bringing millions and trillions of them, and this is only millions and trillions in the kacha. So is nothing to do with 280. 280 is just a simen ba'alma.
Okay,
as we saw from Shadrach. Okay, so that's again you're doing that the kacha ba'kol in the pnimius the oisur partsuf. And then he says in brackets, imi mitzvah b'dibo, then we're dealing with the pnimius, the abir, the zah, the atzilus, because every time we deal with the mitzvah b'dibo, it's much more pnimi than a maisa mitzvah. So when you're dealing with a maisa mitzvah, she b'dibo, like chis a toira or limud a toira, so you always work with the pnimius of the olamos. The imi mitzvah, a maisa, says Rashash, the chitzonius, the abir, the zah, the atzilus. You're working with the chitzonius, so you're being masak in the chitzonius of the patsufim.
So just in 149, yeah? Where are they before? You want to be married and
where are you saying again? Where are you?
The Yichaven. Yichaven, Alois, Samuichin.
Yeah.
והנרן חיש שנמשכו בטבעי סתה של אלוקים.
Yeah.
לאלו יש from where to where? Where are they now?
Where they are, they're in Zah.
Huh?
They're in Zah.
Zah in Zah.
Atzilus.
In Atzilus. Zah in Atzilus, yeah. And you want to be mal at them. Who is the Shivri Kedim? Kilo. בעצם יהיו מעלה פרס לשרי כלים into הצילוס?
No.
פרס מעלה דרבחי?
That's what he says. First you מעלה the Shefa, which you've been working on so far, ברוך אתה השם, אלוקינו, so you've been bringing down that Shefa of the Apsak Mal Ben, the Kasek Amishkanai, so you brought that into Zana, you've been מעלה that, and then as well, over the page, now we're doing the Rafach, and then you מעלה the Shivri Kedim, that's the order. Okay, so that's the Rafah. We're not going to go through that. I think everybody knows. Okay, we'll run through it quickly. So again, there's always four different columns in the Rafah. And we call that column Ab, Sag, and then Ma'uben. And what is that corresponding? That's corresponding to the Melech that broke. That's the Melech of Chesed that broke. And then the next column of Sag is the Melech of Gvur that broke. And the third column which broke is the Melech of Tifas Netzahod Yesoid. We put them all together, and Shah Rafah Perakeh explains why those are grouped together. And then the last column, which the last Melech that broke, which is Malchus Laskeneged the Ben. Okay, so those four columns, each column has 72 more or less, some have 71, some have 73. So you add all those up, those are 72. Again, it's a remez in the Pasuk, the Ruach Elokim Chefes Al Pnei Mayim. Right, in Parshat Bereishis, Marach Chefes is the two words is Rafach Mes, right? The talking the Misa of the Zayin Meloche. So it's a Remez Ba'alma this Rachver, this 288 to tell me that's the highest level where you're going to start bringing up. So you're bringing up with the cord everything else which is below that. So
Marach Chefes is meant to be the Rafach Nitzotzos. Plus the kelim, that's the mace. The mace is the kelim.
So he says Malchus de Chesed. That's the first Melech that died, and he says that the Ab de Ab Magdrega Shvi. Magdrega Shvi. So if we look at the chart of Rafa, I don't know if I brought it here with me. I think I did. Bring it up. Find the Rafah chart, maybe we can solidify this. There's a thing I brought it here. This one's the chart I want. Okay, anyways, you remember what chart we're speaking about, those four columns, and then at the end of the peg of, oh, there in the safe.
Yeah,
if you give me the safe, I'll show you. In the back of the safe in peg K. Interesting, I didn't do it again. Okay, fine. We'll show through the safe, yeah. Okay, so it's over here. Let's show what we're talking about here. Shah Rafah. Okay. So here is Shah Rafah in diagram form. This is what we're speaking about over here. Okay, so we have the entire table. So again, you have the four columns, Ab, Sag, Ma, Uben. These are all the Birurim, that means the Shivri Kelim that went down into Bia. And where you see the red line, that is where, that is Bia, everything here, and everything which is gray, which is Atzilus. So in the first Melech Chesed, that broke, all these Nitzutim, we're talking Nitzutim, stayed in, but there's a Chelik of the Nitzutim which fell down. This is called Madrega Shvi, that's where it started. And then in Gvura, less stayed up and more fell down. That's the Gvul. This is where we're going to start counting. Our 72, this is 72s, and this is 45 and 10. Sorry, 63 and 10, this is 73. And then over here, when Tiferet Netzahol Yisod broke, this is the Gvul. Okay, that adds up to be 71, sorry. And then finally, here, that's the last Madrega of Malchus. Okay? So it's all, basically, you're counting whatever's in brown. This is Madrega Shvi. To get more information, you have to really do Shah Rafa properly. That's not what we're saying over here. Okay, so you have Madrega Shvi with Madrega Chamishi, and then Madrega Shvi with Madrega Shlishi, and then you have Shtaim and Arba over here. So that's what he says over here in the small print, that you're going to have Ab de Ab, which is Madrega Shvi. And then underneath, we say Malchus de Gvura, that's Ab de Sag, that's Madrega Shvi. Chamishi and Shvi. And then Malchus de Tiferes, that's Av, Bima, Madriga, Gimel, and Shvi. And then finally you have Malchus de Malchus, that's the last column, and that's Av, the Ben, Madriga, Shnia, Shehi, Dalet. Okay?
Why is it Malchus?
Malchus broke. That's the last Melech that broke.
So that's what you bring up.
What?
That is what you bring
that's
up.
The Madriga which you look at on this chart in order to focus on that and bring it up.
That's the Malchus of all of these which fell down.
No, that's just the Malchus.
Of.
It says Malchus the Malchesed, Malchus the Gur, Malchus. It's like the full Malchus of Chesed, Gur, Tamir, Malchus.
Of Zur.
Of Zur, yeah.
Malchus the Keter?
What? So the Nitzutzes, we don't bring up the Nitzutzes there. The Nitzutzes. That's a good point, the Maaseh. Why don't we bring the Nitzutzes of Keser and Abba Ve'ima? Because we know the Shiva Kilim of Abba Ve'ima also fell into Bia. That's what the Rosh Hashanah tells us. Right? So you have to say that's posh. Ah, you know why? Because the Kilim of Keser and Abba Ve'ima fell into where? They fell into Zun. And then Zun, when Zun broke, what first broke? First the Abba Ve'ima broke.
Yeah.
And then the Shiva Kelim fell where? Not the Bia, they fell into Zun.
Yeah.
And then when Zun fell, they schlepped everything down.
So when you bring up Beth and
so when you, the Nitzutzes went down to Bia, they nurtured not only the Kelim of Zun, they also nurtured the Kelim of Abba Ve'ima. So you don't need two sets of Nitzutzes for Abba Ve'ima and for Zun. You only need for Zun.
Nothing fell directly from Abba Ve'ima into Bia.
No, they only fell via
Zun.
Yeah,
okay.
That's why you only have four, and you don't have a stupid question. That's why you don't have.
So have they actually come up then?
Yeah.
So how do they come up? They just come up Agav.
Yeah.
Yeah, they come up. That was at the beginning of the Shir. Then when you bring up Zun, the Shiva Kelim of Zun, lifting them, the Shiva Kelim of Yisro Sabatuna, Abba Ve'ima, and Atik, and Arif. Okay, so that is the Rafach. And then underneath here in the small print, the Rashash now starts telling us of how you're bringing it up. So let's read that. Vaz niten koach. Now, once you bring that up from Bia into Atzilus, as niten koach bezun mimavarim gam et birur achorayim de yasut. Okay, so you bring up not only the Shiva Kelim of Zun, you also bring in the Shiva Kelim of the Achraim de Yasu, which was in Bia. And as well, Mechalke Kachba de Yasu, the Kolim im Rafach. You bring out the Rafach, which is applicable to them, so it's all Nichlal. Vaisuchoy Stak is also there, the Shtikl Rafach, over there by them as well, but it's not Nikr Bachlal. Umali Moisamim Beburim Shalahem. So you're going to bring all these birurim into Zun of Atzilus, and then you're going to bring them a bit higher into Yasud in order to make the birur. See, it says claw over here. Umalim oisam ima birurim shalem shnizbaru al yedei. So you're doing a ma'aseh birur al yedei Yasud. And you say, what's the point? You haven't had a chalukas shefa yet. The shefa from Abzag the Ak hasn't happened yet. That's shloma. So as Rashi says, there's two shlabim over here. The first shlab is to bring the birurim up into Zun, and then Zun brings up the Yisro Sabatuna, and like you were saying beforehand, then they come together, and there is a birur for Zun aride Yisro Sabatuna.
He doesn't say that at this time.
As I said, umaru is amin the birurim shalahem.
Yeah. His married birurim which belong to Yisro Sabatuna, but not shalahem. Who is shalahem?
The birurim. Only happen in a part of which was on top of Shalom Me'ilov, right? That's the rule.
And once we do that birur, then it brings these ones with it.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yisro Sabatuna are not receiving any tikkun because they have to get it from Abba Ve'ima.
These birurim of Yasud.
That's course. Then these are the birurim.
Come Agav, the other mitzvahs which we're bringing up.
Right, but the tikkun is only happening.
For Zun.
That's right, the tikkun is only happening for Zun.
Then
who's there? And koach bezun.
No, this is something else. Wasn't the koach bezun?
First of all, and there, and what you
that could be a full stop there.
No,
because yeah,
but you could. That's one thing. Point B,
But point C, ומעל ימויסון עם הבירום שלהם of Zun, שנברו אלינו בישראל סבות זונה, because the בירור which belong to Zun will be done by ישראל סבות
זונה.
But that's the מעל ימויסון,
that's what, no? That's what it means.
Okay.
I thought it was the other way around. I thought that the birum of Zun become and it just takes up the birum which are Shakti Ashsut. It just brings them with them. It's just the very passive.
But you said the tikkun is by Zun.
The tikkun Zun is all the rapach of
Zun. Do you see it that any tikkun in each partzuf has to be done in the higher partzuf, right? So I'll go how and state the Mali Mitzvah in order, yeah. The Tikkun, yeah, it's already Raoul Levarer, but the place already will be in Yisrael Sabbat Vuna.
But we're not doing anything directly to this Barum of Yisrael Sabbat Vuna.
No Tikkun's happening yet.
Yeah, we do it to the lower thing, and they're sort of like sitting on top, and they're coming up as well.
That's right. So you bring it up now, the Barum of Zat to Yisrael Sabbat Vuna. Yisrael Sabbat Vuna also are hopping a ride to themselves, to Yisrael Sabbat Vuna. But the Biruim only, the Biruim being in Tikkun is only going to happen to the Biruim which are applicable to Zun. And then he says, Vaznit and Koach, now once Zun receives its own Biruim, that gives a Koach to Yisus HaMetfuna to go up even higher. Omebarim gam hem mi Biruim anaz, mechalgi kach bad, kacha the Abba v'ima. From, that means they're going up to the kachab.
Each one's going to under address, basically.
Going up, right? Achorayim the Abba v'ima. And also you bring up the Achorayim the Abba v'ima. Umalim oisam ima berurim shalem nidbarim al yidei zun ve Abba v'ima. So you see that's close. So for, you're doing two things. Remember, for Abba v'Ima and Yisrael Sabbat Vuna, there's two chalokim of them. There's a chelik of them which fell into Bia, and also there's a chelik which fell into the lower parts of Atzilus. So you have to cheshbon that you have to do both. You have to do aliyah to both of them. So the chelik of Yisrael Sabbat Vuna that fell down into Bia, and the chelik of Abba v'Ima which fell into Bia, you have to bring them up from Bia.
Right.
Poshut.
So now the bottom of Atzilus.
The bottom of Atzilus, right? So now Zun, in order to make a tikkun to itself, has to go to Yisrael Sabbat Vuna. That's Poshut, right? Every lower part of, like you said, has to make a tikkun by the higher part. So Zun's Birurim going to Yisrael Sabbat. It's also raising up the Birurim of Yisrael Sabbat Vuna and Abba. And also Keseh, it's raising those up, which were originally in the Bia. And also it's raising up the lower Chalokim of Yisus Abitur and Abba V'Atik, which fell down to the lower parts of Atzilus. That as well has to be Mecheshvan. With the Mecheshvan, you have to bring them up to the higher parts as well. And like I was telling you before, you can't skip any rungs on the ladder. You have to go Shlab to Shlab to Shlab Shlab in order to bring them all the way up to upside down.
So we're doing a whole collection here. We're gathering lots and lots and lots. And
as you're going up. So
it is basically the cars getting fuller and fuller the higher you go up.
But no, giving over the Biruim Zun to stop there.
And those are the only ones who got off.
Then Yusuf Saba get off at Abba V'Ima.
But we also got, while we're in Zun, we also got the Abba Nigma ones which were fell into the bottom of Atzilus.
Yeah. At the beginning, yeah.
So some people got off, some people got on.
That's right.
No,
you have two sets of Abba V'Ima. We have Abba V'Ima which fell to the Bia, and also Abba V'Ima which fell in the lower part of Atzilus.
That's right, yeah.
It's two times.
So the ones, when we get to the Berurim of Zun, they get off at
Zun.
At Zun.
No.
They don't get off at Zun. So what stops?
Nothing.
They get the Birurim of Abba V'Ima, which fell down to the bottom of Atzilus at that point.
Yeah,
because the bottom of Atzilus is just underneath.
And then also they bring up Abba V'Ima.
Right.
So both begin.
So nothing's got missing yet.
Everything is in the car.
So we're putting more and more in, right?
And then that's...
So once you go past Zun, then people start.
People start.
They start getting
off. Little Martians get off, and then they.
No, I'm saying in a Moshe. I'm making a Moshe, make it easy to understand.
Moshe,
what is the name of the driver?
Right, so let's continue reading. V'chein niten koal ba'aba ve'ima umivavarim gam hem ma'achorayim denahi da'achampin. So also you're doing the biur ma'al denahi da'achampin umechelge kachba da'achampin, which is those who stayed in Atzilus. Umali moisam ima birurim, you bring them all up shalem. Shnizbaru aridei aridei yisusabu tfuna le'arach ampin. So you're going to bring them now all up now to arach ampin.
So we haven't lost any then.
Yeah,
we're just gathering more and more and more.
No, you depend on them. You don't have to go further than the parts of which is me'elov.
Lemal me'elov.
No.
Yeah, so the zoom ones only go up to yeshut.
That's right.
Ah, so the domino.
That's domino, but you just, well, you know, like you said, the bus effect is very good. So they get off the bus, you know, the kids get off on that street, and then less people on the bus, and then
they go off at their parents' house.
That's right. Okay, so we ran out of time. So that's it. So now we're all the way up to Baruch Hashem. We're all the way up to Absag the Ak, and it's Hashem. Next time we meet, we're going to talk about the descent all the way down, which is called the Chalukah of the Shefa, which we started speaking about. Okay, we'll stop here for now.